Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And welcome to How to Check the Weather with Siri. Yes, Siri is an amazing piece of technology that is packed into our iOS devices that can obtain so many different things, so many information, answers, and things that you ask her to do. Well, in this particular podcast, I'm going to focus on just one thing about Siri, and that is about the weather. There are so many things you can ask for about a particular weather information, not just about the weather itself. Of course, I'm going to show you that example, but I'm going to show you all the little various things you can ask Siri specifically for just nitty-gritty weather information. All right, so let's go ahead and just concentrate probably something that we always do every day, and that would be to ask Siri what the weather's like for today. So we simply just ask her, what's the weather going to be like for today?
It's currently clear and 87 degrees in Lee's Summit. Expect partly cloudy skies starting tonight. Temperatures are heading down from 87 degrees to 80 tonight.
Pretty precise and clear. It tells us the condition, the temperature. It's on its way down, what it's going to do tonight. Nice. It's got some pretty cool stuff. Now, sometimes you also want to kind of figure out, hey, well, I wonder what the forecast is going to be like for the rest of the week. So you can simply ask her, what is the forecast for the next week?
I don't have the full week, but it should be mostly sunny in Lee's Summit between Monday and next Friday. Daytime temperatures will start around 91 degrees and will head up to 95, with overnight lows between 71 and 75 degrees.
So she'd be pretty typically just wanted to give me a summary overview of what I can expect for the next week. So it's going to be pretty hot. So fluctuating between 95 and 91 degrees and et cetera and such like that. So that could be very helpful. You can also ask Siri what the weather forecast is looking like for this weekend. What's the weather looks like for this weekend?
Expect some clear skies in Lee's Summit this weekend. Daytime temperatures will hover around 91 degrees with overnight lows around 71.
So that can help you out in any weekend plans that you may have. You can just ask Siri, say, hey, what's going on for this weekend? Now, obviously, we can start now getting into the nicky-picky stuff. This is the stuff I like to use quite a bit, and so I want to pass this along to you. So you can ask Siri about elements of a weather. For example, I just want to know the current temperature right now instead of all those other things like, oh, it's clear or it's raining or it's going to be such and such tonight. You could just say, what's the current temperature? So let's do that. What's the current temperature?
It's about 87 degrees outside.
Fast and easy. We got the result. It's 87 degrees outside. Now, as you know, that temperature may not always be the right temperature. Well, what I mean by that, we got things like heat index, wind chill, and all that stuff. So we want something like, what is the feeling? What is the real feel of the temperature out there? So even though it's 87 outside, I'm curious how it really feels. So let's ask Siri that. What is the perceived temperature right now?
The perceived temperature is 98 degrees.
So Siri gave us an indicator. See, the actual temperature is 87, right? But it is perceived, it feels like 98. So it's really humid, hot, and sticky out there. So as soon as you get out there, your glasses will start to fog up and you'll feel that humidity just hits you like a wall. So the perceived temperature is going to be like really useful in the summer and winter for that matter. So perceived temperature is kind of a nice thing. So you can say, oh man, it really feels like 98, not 87. Now, if you're heading out the door and you want to just know what is out there now, right now, I want to know what the weather current weather condition is. So I'll just say that. What is the current weather condition?
It appears to be clear right now in Lee's Summit with a temperature of 87 degrees.
All right. So I don't have to hear about the wind speed or the nighttime or anything like that. It's clear. I don't need to take anything with me so I can get a feel for what I need to take with me on and out the door I go. Now, you can also ask things like if I need an umbrella. So let's check this out. Will I need an umbrella today?
It doesn't look like it's going to rain today.
So that way you get an idea not going out the door in the morning, but you also get what the weather is going to be like for the rest of the day. So Siri is pretty confident it's not going to rain today, and I won't need any umbrella and raincoat for that matter of fact. Now, some of the other things you can do with Siri is ask for sunset and sunrise. So if that's something that you are curious, you can ask that in specific. So let's ask for the sunrise. When is the sunrise for tomorrow?
Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6 a.m.
And then you can obviously ask it for sunset. When is sunset tonight?
Sunset will be at 8:45 p.m. today.
And then you can get your sunset and sunrise information with that. Now, as I mentioned before, it's very humid here, so if you want to check the humidity level, you can do that. So let's ask Siri, what's the humidity level?
The humidity index is currently 68%.
Woo! All right, so 68%, that's pretty sticky, but then nonetheless, that's very informative. That would help me to know how sticky we have out there. Obviously, from the current temperature to the perceived temperature, I pretty much already know it's going to be pretty hot and sticky, but nonetheless, that's another various command you can ask from Siri on a particular weather information. Now, if you're wondering, I wonder if it's really blustery. I'm curious myself if it's still out there or if there's any kind of wind or if it's really gusty. So you can ask the same thing. What is the current wind speed?
Wind speed is currently 8 miles per hour.
So at least I got a little bit of wind. It is a complete standstill, so gosh, it would be completely unbearable if there wasn't any wind. But nonetheless, now you know what the wind speed is, so you can find out if you need to bring anything with you for the wind. The next one is going to be beneficial for some of those out there that keep track of the barometer for various reasons, whether they want to keep track of a weather coming in or out, or for your aches, or whatever have not. You can ask for the atmospheric pressure, so we can do that. What is the current atmospheric pressure?
The barometric pressure is currently 29.86 inches of mercury.
So if that's your thing, you can find out what the current barometric pressure is, and so you can keep track of that. Now, I'm going to introduce you just one last command, and that is the dew point. Well, dew point pretty much goes hands in hands with humidity. If you are a weather buff like myself, I like to find out about the dew point because that tells me a little bit about the humidity and not only that, but how low at night it will get. So let's ask about the dew point. What is the current dew point?
The dew point is currently 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's pretty hot. All right, so those are all the various weather information you can ask from Siri. Now, some of the things I didn't mention are all those are from the current location. Now, you can always ask any of those information in other cities. So if I want to see, what is the current temperature in London?
It's 64 degrees right now in London, England.
What is the humidity level in Orlando, Florida?
The humidity index in Orlando, Florida is currently 94%.
When is sunset in Hawaii?
Sunset will be at 7:17 p.m. today in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So you can see and kind of figure out, you can mix match and all the different things and various things you can do with Siri. All right, well, that is going to do for how to check the weather information with Siri. Now, if you have any information or advice or tips that you know of and you ask Siri about certain weather elements, please leave a comment on this podcast so others can see it and maybe we can learn other things from each other. These are only just some of the many, many Siri commands I'm sure there are out there in regarding to weather. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Viz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.